You're listening to SBS News.
Abdul Wali Ahmadzai is doing something he hasn't done in 6 years, standing up and walking. Mr. Ahmadzai lost both his legs in a Taliban ambush while fighting with coalition forces in Afghanistan.
When I lost my legs, my life changed. There wasn't much joy left. But I did it for my country and my dignity.
For the 25-year-old, learning to walk again marks a new beginning.
It's been a great feeling, being able to walk on my feet. For the first time in 6 years, my muscles are released and I feel so relaxed.
For 31-year-old Sahail Naziri, it's a similar story. He lost both his legs when he stepped on a landmine a decade ago while on joint patrol with British forces in Helmand province in Afghanistan. He tells SBS he's never felt more alive.
It's like a baby learning to walk. You fall down and stand up. Since I haven't walked in 10 years, it will take me some time, but I will be able to walk again.
The pair have been getting used to their new prosthetic limbs with the help of physiotherapist Josip Selentic at Sydney's Westmead Hospital.
So together, like, they're doing quite well. Like I said, they exceeded my expectations. I don't often get amputees that perform this well. With the right commitment to the rehabilitation, like, they will achieve independence with walking. Yeah, I see that within about between 3 to 6 months time. Yeah,
their lives are now a far cry from last year when they faced an uncertain future as they sought asylum in Australia after taking part in the Invictus Games. They, along with four other team members, were granted permanent protection in May. Their lawyer, Alison Battison, from the firm Human Rights for All, explains why they were at risk.
The Afghani Invictus Games members had a very strong claim to asylum coming out of their perceived connections with Western powers, both from working with the Afghan National Army, but also from coming to the Invictus Games, which is in a Western country, and being seen to promote those values.
Now, with increased mobility, Mr. Naziri says he wants to give back to his new home.
Afghanistan was my first country, but now Australia is my first country because I live here now. And at any stage of my life, if I get a chance to serve, I will serve Australia fully.
And they are now hoping their families can also join them in Australia next year. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.